To maximize your yields, Ruman Ag is your local Pioneer Seed dealer. Good luck, Raiders, from Craig and Logan Ruman of Ruman Ag Pioneer Seeds in Prescia.
Back here in Prescia as we prepare for this opening round high school football playoff contest between Lyman and Oldham Ramona Rutland. A lot of football going on. Final games of the regular season for the big schools, the 11AA, 11AAA, and 11A schools. In 11AA, the undefeated Peer Governors are on the road tonight. They travel out west to take on Douglas, and we have that game for you on River 92.7 as that contest goes on this evening. That is a little bit later starting time than we are here. Also, the 11A schools finish up their regular season, and for Chamberlain, their final game of the season will be tonight, as the Cubs will not make the playoffs. They are at Canton tonight to finish their regular season, and the other schools, the 11B schools, the nine-man schools, they get their playoffs underway. The 11B games will feature top seed winner. They are at home throughout the playoffs until the championship game, of course, at the Dakota Dome. They host Lee Deadwood tonight. Dual host St. Thomas More. Mount Vernon Plankington is at home as they host Tri-Valley. McCook Central Montrose hosts Sioux Valley. Aberdeen Roncalli is at home as they host Mobridge Pollock. Also tonight, Hot Springs hosting Bridgewater Emory Ethan. That Mobridge Pollock Aberdeen Roncalli game, that will be heard tonight on KOLY AM, and it also available online at our website, drgnews.com. Other 11B games, Bridgewater Emory Ethan is at Hot Springs tonight. Elk Point Jefferson hosting Rapid City Christian. And Woonsocket Wessington Springs Sanborn Central, the number six seed in the 11B field, they are hosting Redfield tonight. In the 9B playoffs, the number one overall seed, Harriet Selby, is hosting Lemon McIntosh tonight. That game on Star 99 FM and on DRGNews.com. Falkton area is on the road as they are at Avon. Potter County and Sully Buttes. It's been a long time since they have met in the playoffs, but they will play tonight in Oneida, and we'll have that game for you on KMLO this evening. Corsica Stickney is hosting Irene Wakanda. Hitchcock Delaire, the number two overall seed, they take on Jones County tonight. Faith is at Del Rapids St. Mary's is at Faith. Kadoka area, the number three seed of the 9B playoffs, they host New Underwood tonight. And DeSmet is the number five seed, and they host Colombe this evening. The other games in the 9A playoffs, of course, the number two seed Lyman hosting Oldham Ramona Rutland as we get ready for that contest here in Fresno. Number one overall seed Warner is hosting Burke tonight. Alcester Hudson hosts Canastota. Chester is at Harding County Bison. Esteline Hendricks is at Phillip. Phillip is the number five seed in the 9A playoffs. Timberlake is at Castlewood. Number three seed Gregory hosting Iroquois Lake Preston. And Dubrook is at Woolsey Wessington. The 9AA schools, the number one overall seed is Wall. And the Eagles host 16 seed Stanley County tonight. That game is on 1060 KGFX this evening. Bonham hosts Ipswich. Viberg Hurley is at Hamlin this evening. Platte Getty's on the road as they are at Hanson. Elkton Lake Benton hosts Kimball White Lake tonight. Freeman Academy hosting Florence Henry. Howard is hosting Britton Hecla. Leola Frederick is at Parkston. Those are the games in the 9AA opening round. And, of course, we will be diligent as far as trying to get updates of as many games as we can throughout the broadcast here this evening. Of course, we will have this matchup here and then high school volleyball on Monday, as Lyman hosts Chamberlain, the final week of the regular season in the volleyball world. We'll have a matchup, Lyman hosting Chamberlain, again with our match coverage at around 7 o'clock on Monday night. Tuesday night, we will be in Miller as the Rustlers of Miller host Highmore Herald for the season finale for both of those teams. And again, we'll be on the air at the Miller Armory with a pregame at around 7 o'clock as our pregame show here continues. Vikings, of course, off this weekend. They 5-1 going into the bye week. Their next action will be on October 30th. They will travel to Arizona to take on the Cardinals, and we'll have that for you. Vikings football right here on your home for Minnesota Vikings football, KPLO. Our pregame show from Potsdam State Farm Insurance continues. Let's pause for 3 minutes. We will have more. This is coverage of regional high school football in the South Dakota High School Football Playoffs from KPLO.
Local businesses are what shape a community, and BJ's Food Center in Kennebec takes pride in providing the Kennebec area everything you could want from a local grocery store. Fresh produce, hand-cut meats, snacks, and weekly specials throughout the store. Plus, great customer service with a friendly staff to help you find whatever you're looking for. Everybody at BJ's Food Center wishes the Lyman Raiders best of luck in their competition and supports the Raiders in all of their school activities and athletics.
Kennebec Telephone Company Incorporated and their divisions, Charlie's Welding and Auto Repair, KTC Construction, PowerCom, TCS, and Napa of Chamberlain, proudly support all area youth in their activities. Since 1908, Kennebec Telephone Company has provided the Lyman area with high-speed internet, local and long-distance telephone service, excavating, sprinkler systems, electrical work, computer repair, smart homes and farms, auto and welding repair, and Napa Auto Parts. Call their office and find out what they can do for you.
Chamberlain Ready Mix has been serving the Chamberlain area since 1952, providing outstanding customer service on any job. With 8 radio dispatch trucks, you can rest assured they'll have your concrete there on time when you need it. Chamberlain Ready Mix can handle any Ready Mix task with their concrete pumping service, whether it's delivery for a basement, road, or any other concrete need. For all of your Ready Mix needs, contact Chamberlain Ready Mix today, 734-5741, 734-5741.
One thing I don't miss about football, the workouts. Hi, folks. This is R.F. Bowie, the owner of the Gus Stops and Bowie Foods. I have a lot of great memories playing football for the St. Mary's Cardinals and BHSU Yellow Jackets. The legendary Green Bay Packers coach, Vince Lombardi, said, "If you cheat on the practice field, you'll cheat in the game. If you cheat in the game, you'll cheat the rest of your life." Always give your best and good luck from Gus Stop Convenience Stores and Bowie Foods, where you'll spend less and eat better.
Imagine what it would look like if we didn't have companies to haul away our unwanted things.
Ew.
Just take a second to think about it.
Ew.
Not pretty, is it? Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain can and does clean up that picture. They're here to help with all of your disposal needs, whether it's weekly pickup of household trash or you have a special project that needs a large container. Byrie Brothers will help you with whatever you need done. Give them a call at 234-5771. Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call them today.
Access Health, Presho, and Kennebec welcomes new and established patients, offering chronic and acute care for all ages, including evaluation for illness and injuries, immunizations, lab testing, wellness exams, and DOT and sports physicals. Same-day appointments are available, and most major insurances are accepted. Good luck this season, athletes, from Access Health, Presho, and Kennebec, assuring access to quality health care.
Back here in Presho as we get ready for our matchup here tonight, Lyman versus Oldham Ramona Rutland. We get up to speed a little bit on the Raiders of Oldham Ramona Rutland. 2-6 with their overall record. They opened the season with a victory over Arlington 56-41, and then a loss to Corsica Stickney, losses to DeSmet, Parkston, and Del Rapids St. Mary's, lost to Castlewood as well. A victory over Sunshine Bible Academy on the 7th of October, 38-7, and then a loss in their season finale to Iroquois Lake Preston, 44-6. And in their victories, they were able to put points on the board. In the losses, they struggled from the field as they were unable to really generate a lot of offense, it appears, as we did not get the opportunity to catch up with their head coach, Logan DeRungs, before the contest. We didn't catch up with Michael Kiefer, the head coach of the Lyman Raiders either, as both teams were tied up before we got ready to go this evening. The Raiders 7-1 with their overall record. Jones County was the first opponent for Lyman. This was back on the 19th of August. In fact, the first game we had to open our season on KPLO. The Raiders knocked off Jones County 58-8. Victory over New Underwood 40-0 the following week. Victory over Kadoka, a very good team and a team that is highly seeded in the 9A playoff or 9B playoff field, 34-14 with the victory for the Raiders there. White River, the next opponent on the 9th of September. The Raiders are victorious. That was their homecoming night, and it was a 58-8 victory in that contest. Following 2 weeks later, their bye week was the 16th of September. 23rd of September, the Raiders traveled out to Wall and were knocked off by a very good 9AA squad in Wall, 48-6. That is the only loss for the Raiders this season. Bennett County, their next opponent, they won 54-0. Victory over Sully Buttes, 32-8. A victory over Lemon McIntosh, 50-0. And the Raiders playing good football. Their offense has put up points as we have went through the season here. Raiders 7-1, and again, the number two overall seed as far as the playoff field is concerned. Let's take a three-minute break. We'll come back and have starting lineups for you. You're listening to coverage of regional high school football in the South Dakota High School Football Playoffs from KPLO.
May Adam Law Firm of Pierre offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pierre, since 1881.
Is your truck or fleet insurance a one-size-fits-all approach? The commercial line agents at Fisher Rounds & Associates know that each company fleet, owner-operator, or ag producer has unique coverage needs. We understand all the risks and liabilities, so we can create a customized policy that ensures you are fully covered. We're at your service, at your side. Fisher Rounds & Associates, serving your truck insurance needs with offices in Pierre, Mitchell, Rapid City, Sioux Falls, and Watertown.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Wegner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer in Pierre, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WegnerAuto.com. Experience the Wegner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wegner Auto Company in Pierre.
Time for starting lineups brought to you by the folks at Avera Orthopedics for Oldham Ramona Rutland. They will start at quarterback Cooper Mareger. He is a 166-pound freshman. Running back Tristan Dorhout. He is a 153-pound sophomore. The wide receiver Caden Gayrals. He is a 124-pound senior. The tight ends Addison Stewart, a 183-pound senior, and Riley Schneider, a 159-pound senior. And up front, Noah Pearson, a guard, a 170-pound senior. Logan Trigstad, a 265-pound junior. Caden Hoyer will get the start at center for Oldham Ramona Rutland. He is a 217-pound junior. The Oldham Ramona Rutland Raiders enter the contest tonight with an overall record of 2-6. Their head coach is Logan DeRungs. For the Lyman Raiders, they will start with Tegan Gourneau at quarterback, a 185-pound senior. Kellen Griffin, the fullback, a junior at 155. Chance Wagner, the tailback, he is a 175-pound senior. Cooper Long will get the start of the wideout. He is a 170-pound senior. Damian Abrahamson, a tight end, a 190-pound senior. Rory McManus, the other tight end, he is a 185-pound junior. Gunnar Johnson will be the right guard, a 195-pound senior. Louis Theory, a 230-pound junior, will be the left guard. And the starting center is Dalton Moore. He is a senior at 265 pounds for the Lyman Raiders. The Raiders enter the contest tonight with an overall record of 7-1. Their head coach is Michael Kiefer. Starting lineups brought to you by the folks at Avera Orthopedics. Time for the announcement of our game officials. It comes to you from the Office of Attorney General and their Division of Consumer Protection. Our game officials are Matt Clark, Doug Peach, Wade Stobbs, Jeremy James, and Ryan Heisinga. The announcement of our game officials comes to you from the Office of Attorney General and their Division of Consumer Protection. This has been the pregame show from Ponsonby State Farm Insurance. We will kick off next. This is coverage of regional high school football, the South Dakota High School Football Playoffs from KPLO.
Attorney General Mark Vargo here, reminding you what your rights are when somebody knocks on your door to sell you something. Whether it's at your home or at your business, they are required to give you a 3-day right to cancel or give you a 100% money-back guarantee. With fall and winter fast approaching, our door-to-door salespeople are making a last-ditch effort to make their sales. If you've encountered this type of sale and have questions or concerns, please reach out to my Consumer Protection Division at 800-300-1986.
It's pretty obvious the world is moving faster than ever, and that means my health sometimes takes a back seat. Pressing pause on life to call for an appointment, shuffle my afternoon schedule, drive across town for a doctor's appointment sometimes feels impossible. My day just got better because I'm feeling better with the help of Avera Now. I can use my mobile device or computer for an online video visit that allows me to see a provider for urgent care conditions 24/7. Technology that fits my life with the quality healthcare of Avera. Learn how to begin at avera.org/now.
At Titan Machinery, your local Case IH dealer, we want you to put the very best into your machine so you can get the very best out of your machine. Choose to use CNH Industrial Genuine Parts. Only CNH Industrial Genuine Parts are specifically engineered to fit and function perfectly in your Case IH equipment. They deliver the performance your business demands while giving you the durability your schedule depends on. So when you want to maximize your performance, go with the original CNH Industrial Genuine Parts. To find CNH Industrial Genuine Parts, visit your area Titan Machinery location. The future of our region lies in the young people who are involved in athletics, music, art, and drama, and the many other activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange in Kimball congratulates everyone that contributes and competes. We're proud of you all and happy to support the many activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange has a sale every Tuesday. For sale information or to consign, call the barn at 778-6211. There's Thursday Night Lights and all of the weekend highlights, but nothing beats Monday nights with Monday Night Football on Venture High Def TV. You'll catch all the action Monday, October 24th. Tune in to ESPN Channel 21 as the Bears head to Gillette Stadium to take on the Patriots at 7 p.m. Venture Communications, your home for ESPN and Monday Night Football. Call Venture Communications today for High Def TV service and more. Call 605-852-2224.
Jet Lanes invites you to stop in for some great food and great fun on the lanes. Challenge your friends to a match or just hang out and relax. Jet Lanes serves steaks, burgers, made-to-order pizzas, and much more from their full menu. You can also watch your favorite game. Jet Lanes in Presho, downtown P-Town's number one fun spot and a proud supporter of all area youth in their sports and activities.
Halverson Oil in Kennebec would like to say good luck to everyone competing in this year's school activities. They also invite you to stop in before or after the game for premium diesel, gas, or premium 91 octane to get you back on the road. Their full C-store offers a wide variety of snacks for the family and a large selection of drinks to keep your athletes hydrated. Have fun this school year and stay safe. Halverson Oil is a proud sponsor of the Lyman Raiders in all their activities.
This broadcast of the Lyman Raiders is brought to you in part by Ruman Ag and Pioneer Seeds in Presho. Craig and Logan Ruman proudly support Lyman Raiders athletics and activities. Contact Ruman Ag today for all of your seed, chemical, and crop consulting needs. If you're looking to maximize your yields, Ruman Ag is your local Pioneer Seed dealer. Good luck, Raiders, from Craig and Logan Ruman of Ruman Ag Pioneer Seeds in Presho.
The broadcast of this playoff game has been authorized by special arrangement with the Board of Directors of the South Dakota High School Activities Association. With John Neff at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters, I'm Darren Boyle. We thank you for joining us tonight for our coverage of regional high school football. And as we get ready for the coin toss, let's pause for station identification.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, KPLO 94.5 Reliance Chamberlain, 100.5 Pier Fort Pier. Be safe. Drive smart.
picture-perfect night for high school football here in Presho, except when a grain truck drives by on the west side of the field with its east-west wind. We get a big cloud of dust that goes rolling by, but harvest in full swing here in central South Dakota as, of course, try to get this crop out, and it has been a good crop so far for most as the captains on the midfield stripe getting the instructions from the officials assigned here by the folks at the South Dakota High School Activities Association. We'll get the coin toss and we'll get this football game underway. But a temperature near 70. It was 81 degrees last I checked, but probably a little bit cooler than that as we work here a little bit closer to evening, but still clear skies and a very, very sunny situation here with just a slight whisper of wind. The Raiders win the toss. They will have the football to start out. We'll get this football game underway. Our opening kickoff is brought to you by the folks at your region's full-service Bobcat dealer, Riverview Power Sports in Oklahoma. Let them order the Bobcat equipment that works for you when it comes to travel, work, and fun. Riverview is the name to know for compact equipment, vehicles, boats, and transportation. Learn more at riverviewfamily.com. The Raiders of Oldham, Ramona Rutland, in their road white jerseys with the dark blue pants and helmets. They take on the Lyman Raiders, of course, in their home blacks with the black pants, black jerseys, red trim with white numerals. Both teams taking the field. The Raiders with a 7-1 record. Oldham Ramona Rutland Raiders under head coach Logan DeRungs with a 2-6 overall record. And we're just about to get this football game underway. A very, very good crowd here. And as nice as a night as it is, why not go to a football game this evening as Addison Stewart gets set to kick off. Back deep, it will be Tegan Gourneau. I believe that's Cooper Long back there as well. And it will be a low line drive kick that will be fielded by Rory McManus. And McManus on the return up across the 40, 45, and to the 49-yard line. And McManus, normally a tight end for this Raider ball club, he handled that bouncing kickoff well. And once he had it secured, he was able to make a good return on it. He brought it up from about the 30-yard line all the way up to the 49, and that is where Lyman will have the football first and 10. Tegan Gourneau, the senior quarterback for the Lyman Raiders, will walk the team to the line of scrimmage. Tance Wegner will be the man in the backfield, the fullback Kellen Griffin. They work from the left hand, or from the right hash mark on first and 10. Pitch back, Wagner looking for running room. Blockers out in front. Here is Wagner. He turns the corner, and he is gone. 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. And that is a 50-yard touchdown run for Tance Wagner at the 11:42 mark, the opening play from scrimmage. And the Raiders are on the board leading 6-0. And that was just good blocking out in front. The Raiders had the wide side of the field to work with. They had two blockers that pulled, and they were able to get the corner on the defensive end. And once Wagner got the corner turned, it was a foot race that Wagner is going to win most times. And he takes it home from 50 yards out. And the Raiders are out in front early by a 6-0 score. They go for two here, split in the backfield from the left hash. They pitch it back. And this is Rory McManus, and he is in. The two-point conversion is good. And with 11:42 remaining in the opening quarter, the Lyman Raiders are up 8-0. And we pause for 1 minute on KPLO.
Local businesses are what shape a community. And BJ's Food Center in Kennebec takes pride in providing the Kennebec area everything you could want from a local grocery store. Fresh produce, hand-cut meats, snacks, and weekly specials throughout the store. Plus, great customer service with a friendly staff to help you find whatever you're looking for. Everybody at BJ's Food Center wishes the Lyman Raiders best of luck in their competition and supports the Raiders in all of their school activities and athletics.
Kennebec Telephone Company Incorporated and their divisions, Charlie's Welding and Auto Repair, KTC Construction, PowerCom, TCS, and Napa of Chamberlain, proudly support all area youth in their activities. Since 1908, Kennebec Telephone Company has provided the Lyman area with high-speed internet, local and long-distance telephone service, excavating, sprinkler systems, electrical work, computer repair, smart homes and farms, auto and welding repair, and Napa Auto Parts. Call their office and find out what they can do for you.
South Shore with a high end over kick. Cooper Berringer is the one that returns it as he works the return forward. Actually, pardon me, Riley Schneider with the return, and he makes a nice return of it. He brings it up across the 30 to the 32-yard line. Old M. Ramona Rutland will have the football there. First and 10, officially at the 32-yard line. Actually, they mark it back at the 27-yard line. So the Raiders of Old M. Ramona Rutland have some work to do here as you give up a touchdown on your first play from scrimmage. That was a one-play, 51-yard drive for Lyman to put points on the board. If you're on the road, you're Old M. Ramona Rutland, you need points here on this possession. Cooper Marager, the quarterback, will handle a high snap and hand it off. Running play right up the middle. This is Tristan Dorhout with the carry. He will get up across the 30 to the 31-yard line before he is brought down. The Raiders with Kellen Griffin and others in there to make the stop. It is a gain of 3 yards as they mark it at the 31, and it will bring up a second down and 7 yard to go situation. A minute into this opening quarter, Lyman already with a touchdown as they lead by a score of 8-7. The Raiders of Old M. Ramona Rutland. I could say Raiders all right long and not be wrong. The Old M. Ramona Rutland Raiders work here out of the pistol formation, left hash mark, as they will go read option here. Marager, the quarterback, will call his own number, and he has met in the backfield. Louis Theory, along with number 24, Riker Scholl, in there to make the stop. No gain on the play. Maybe a loss of about a half yard back to the Old M. Ramona Rutland side of the 30-yard line. It will be third down and 7 for the Raiders. And again, if you're them, if you're Old M. Ramona Rutland, you just want to be able to move the football. You definitely don't want to go three and out here. You want to be able to turn over field position. They will spread out this Lyman Raider defense as Marager will work again out of the pistol. They will send a man, Caden Gayrols, in motion, and they'll fire the deep ball, and it's upfield, and it's incomplete. There was good coverage downfield. The intended receiver, Riley Schneider, Tegan Gourneau, was back there in coverage for Lyman, and an incomplete pass stops the clock, and it will be fourth down and 7. So the Raiders' defense did what they wanted to do, as they force a three and out, and should wind up with pretty good field position here, as Cooper Long stands back at his inside his own 45-yard line, as he looks to field the punt here from Old M. Ramona Rutland. A good snap and a punt that goes out of bounds, and it will go out of bounds. We'll wait for the officials to mark it, but it will be in Old M. Ramona Rutland territory, and it will be at the 45-yard line, first down and 10. Trying to make sure there was not a return as Cooper Long with back deep to field, and they kick it well out of bounds, and Lyman will have the football in Old M. Ramona Rutland territory with 10:03 remaining in the opening quarter already. Lyman leads this ball game by a score of 8-0. 51-yard Tance Wagner run on the first play from scrimmage. A big one here so far. They will work in a pistol formation look. They'll spread things out with four wide receivers. Wagner's in the backfield with Gourneau. Back to pass. Tegan is looking. Tegan will step up in the pocket. He'll run out of one tackle and then another as he looks for running room. And he will be brought down inside the 40 and down to the 36-yard line. That will work out to be a gain of about 6 yards on that first down run, and it will bring up second down. But the Raiders working here in Old M. Ramona Rutland territory, probably with this spot of the field, probably four down territory, and that makes the play calling a little bit easier for Lyman head coach Michael Kiefer. Fourth time we have had the Raiders on the radio here this regular season, and we have seen and witnessed their big playability. They go to work here from the 34-yard line of Old M. Ramona Rutland. Hand off Rory McManus, and McManus is on the move. Good block out front. McManus is gone, and that's a touchdown. That is a Rory McManus run with 9:08 remaining in the opening quarter, and it is 14-0 now as the Raiders, who won the toss, elected to have the football to start, and they were able to, dominate up front. Just a nice trap block that gets McManus past the line of scrimmage and just a little bit of a block downfield was all the McManus needed to get into that second level, and it was a foot race from there, and the Raiders have won two of those foot races here so far. A split in the backfield under center is Gourneau as they look here in the pass or the pitch back to McManus was fumbled and covered up by the Raiders, and the two-point conversion is no good, but the Raiders score the points with 9:08 remaining in the opening quarter. It is 14-0 Lyman, and the Raiders will kick off in 1 minute on KPLO.
Chamberlain Ready Mix has been serving the Chamberlain area since 1952, providing outstanding customer service on any job. With 8 radio dispatch trucks, you can rest assured they'll have your concrete there on time when you need it. Chamberlain Ready Mix can handle any Ready Mix task with their concrete pumping service, whether it's delivery for a basement, road, or any other concrete need. For all of your Ready Mix needs, contact Chamberlain Ready Mix today, 734-5741. 734-5741.
One thing I don't miss about football, the workouts. Hi, folks. This is R.F. Bowie, the owner of the Gus Stops and Bowie Foods. I have a lot of great memories playing football for the St. Mary's Cardinals and BHSU Yellow Jackets. The legendary Green Bay Packers coach, Vince Lombardi, said, "If you cheat on the practice field, you'll cheat in the game. If you cheat in the game, you'll cheat the rest of your life." Always give your best and good luck from Gus Stop Convenience Stores and Bowie Foods, where you'll spend less and eat better.
Two plays, 40 yards on the scoring drive for Lyman as the Raiders, Dalton Moore, kick off. And the ball goes into the end zone and is a touchback. And Oldham Ramona Rutland will have the football at the 20-yard line. And again, we mentioned for the Oldham Ramona Rutland Raiders, they needed to match the offense from Lyman, trailing 14-0 now with 9:08 remaining in the opening quarter. What they need to be able to do is, they need points, first of all, but they also need to be able to move the football a little bit and change over field position. The Raiders started out with a short field in their first possession, and if they can hold here and force another three and out, they're going to have another short field to work with here. And just a short running play for the Raiders. And a short gain, no gain on the play, and it will bring up second down. So the freshman quarterback for Oldham Ramona Rutland, Cooper Mareger, will work out of the under center this time. An eye formation look. Tristan Dorhout, the deep back, they'll give it to him, and Dorhout will slam his way forward, gets to the line of scrimmage, and then falls forward. Should pick up a couple here as they move the football to the 32-yard line, but it will bring up a third down and 8-yard-to-go situation back at their own 22-yard line. And again, if you go three and out and you have to punt the football away, again, that gives Lyman the opportunity to work with another short field, and their offense has been doing good things here in this opening quarter. Already, three offensive plays for Lyman. They've already scored two touchdowns. So it's third down and 9. Again, an eye formation look for Mareger as he sees whistles fly and the penalty flag comes out. So let's sort that out. It comes from the side judge, far side of the field, and a false start is going to be whistled against Oldham Ramona Rutland. So a 5-yard mark off their first penalty of the ball game. Moves the football back to the 16-yard line, or 17-yard line is where they will mark it. And it will be a third down. We'll call it 14-yard-to-go situation for the Oldham Ramona Rutland Raiders. Receivers each way. Riley Schneider to the near side. Receiver out wide to the left side of the formation as well. Mareger is back to pass under a little bit of pressure, and down he goes. Well, he had nowhere to go with the football. First of all, good coverage downfield, and it did not take long for the Raider defense to get to Mareger as he rolled to his right and tried to buy a little bit of time, but instead he gets dumped in the backfield and will lose yardage all the way back to the 12-yard line, and it'll be fourth and a bunch, about fourth and 18, and the Raiders, again, as we mentioned, they're going to wind up with good field position once again as Cooper Long stands at the Oldham Ramona Rutland 41-yard line looking to field this punt. The last time they punted it out of bounds, here they handle a high snap, and this time they punt it forward. It will be returnable for Long, but he did not field it cleanly. And he wound up taking a knee to field the football, and that ends the play. But it does give the Raiders the football in Oldham Ramona Rutland territory at the 41-yard line. They have it there, first down and 10. They'll mark it at the 40-yard line officially. 6:49 remains in the opening quarter. Lyman already with a 14-0 lead. The Raiders 7-1 on the season, the number 2 overall seed of the 9A playoff field. And their offense is doing good things here in this first half. Pistol formation, look for Gorneau. Two receivers to the near side. Slot right, long right as well. They pitch it to him. Long tries to turn the corner. Does get the corner turned. He's at the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5, and he is in for a touchdown. A 40-yard Cooper Long touchdown run, but there is a penalty marker down. And it is a holding penalty against Lyman, and that will bring this play back. Holding penalty all the way back at the 31-yard line. So this will move the football about back to where we were, and we'll redo first down, but it'll take the touchdown off the board, but it will be first and about 11, I think, when all is said and done for Lyman. First penalty of the ball game for the Raiders. They mark it back to the 41-yard line. And it's, we'll redo first down, so it is first down and 10. Football is placed at the right hash mark as Lyman quarterback Tegan Gorneau gets the signal, or gets the play call from head coach Michael Kiefer. And the Raiders will work their way to the line of scrimmage. To the near side, Braden Oldenkamp. They go slot left. And again, handoff, inside handoff, and not much running room there. The ball carrier was Roy McManus, and a good defensive play made by Oldham Ramona Rutland. That is Caden Hoyer, who made the tackle. Hoyer, a 217-pound junior, he was able to just fight off. He was kind of the nose tackle there, fight off the block of the center of Lyman, and was able to get into the backfield and blow that play up. No gain, actually a loss of a yard on the play. And it will bring up second down and 12. So, again, the Raiders will spread the field out of a pistol formation. Look, Gorneau will take the snap, slings it upfield, passes caught by Cooper Long. It will be a short gain inside the 40 and down to the 38-yard line, a pickup of about maybe four as they set the yard marker over on the far side. And it will bring up a third down and 9 situation for Lyman, who again find themselves deep in Oldham Ramona Rutland territory. The first drive off of a Roy McManus kickoff return to start the football game went to the 49-yard line of Lyman. Since then, the Raiders have started their other two drives in Oldham Ramona Rutland territory. They started this drive at the 41-yard line. Here is Gorneau out of the pistol. Play action to McManus. They fire it up. Field pass is caught. That is a first down, but diving to make the catch is Tance Wagner, and Wagner wound up hitting the turf, making that catch. He had a lot of running room out there, folks, but he wound up, as we said, passed with a little far out in front. He made the catch and secured it and went down to do so, and that ended the play, but it does move the chains for Lyman, and Lyman does have a first down inside Oldham and Ramona Rutland territory at the 28-yard line. As the clock runs inside of 5 minutes remaining here in this opening quarter, it is a 14-0 lead for Lyman. Kind of expected, believe it or not, even though we're playing the 20th of October, to perhaps see some heat timeouts, especially in the first half of this ball game, but we have not as of yet. They run that jet sweep. This is Cooper Long. Good block out front. Long turns it up, though, and made the wrong decision. Instead of going inside or outside, he went inside, and that allowed the pursuit of Oldham Ramona Rutland to get there. The tackle from Tristan Dorhout. It is a good run for Cooper Long, though, as he moves the football inside the 20 into the 16-yard line. Picks up about 12 yards on that play, and it is a first and 10 situation again for Lyman as they continue to keep the clock running. And we're down to about 4:10 exactly remaining in this opening period. Gorneau again works out of a pistol formation. McManus, the running back, alongside. Back to passes, Gorneau. Fires it upfield. It's caught by Long. Cooper out in front of the defense, and he cuts it back, and he is in for a touchdown. That is a 16-yard touchdown reception for Cooper Long as he ran the crossing route. And that time, Gourneau threw the pass on the money, and Long was able to catch it in stride, and he was able to take it in for a touchdown and add to the lead for Lyman. They lead 20-0 now. 3:51 remains in the opening quarter. As again, Lyman, who did not complete their last two-point conversion, will get ready to go for two here. A split backfield with Wagner and McManus. Gourneau under center. Will keep it himself, and he is in the two-point. Actually, it's Kellen Griffin, pardon me, that ran it in. The two-point conversion is good for Lyman. And with 3:51 remaining in the opening quarter, it's Lyman 22, Oldham Ramona Rutland 0. And the Raiders will kick off in 1 minute on KPLO.
Imagine what it would look like if we didn't have companies to haul away our unwanted things.
Ew.
Just take a second to think about it.
Ew.
Not pretty, is it? Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain can and does clean up that picture. They're here to help with all of your disposal needs, whether it's weekly pickup of household trash or you have a special project that needs a large container. Byrie Brothers will help you with whatever you need done. Give them a call at 234-5771. Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call them today.
Access Health, Presho and Kennebec welcomes new and established patients, offering chronic and acute care for all ages, including evaluation for illness and injuries, immunizations, lab testing, wellness exams, and DOT and sports physicals. Same-day appointments are available, and most major insurances are accepted. Good luck this season, athletes, from Access Health, Presho and Kennebec, assuring access to quality health care.
Stick with us during our post game tonight. We will bring you the KPLO big play of the game for the folks at Golden Buffalo. Our player of the game announcement. That's brought to you by CHS Little Plains, by the way. That will come during our post game as well. High end over end kick by Dalton Moore. Here is the return. And the return from Oldham Ramona Rutland out across the 20 to the 25 yard line. And that is where the Raiders of Oldham Ramona Rutland will start out. Brock Eppy, the 174-pound sophomore, with the return. They bring it out to the 27-yard line. Raiders will have the football there, first down and 10. 3:46 remains in the opening quarter. 22-0 is our score. Oldham Ramona Rutland 3-and-out in their first two possessions, and with that, they have given Lyman short fields to work on all three of their scoring drives, or all three of their possessions that have resulted in scores. And here is a running play. Not a lot of running room, but positive yardage for the quarterback, Cooper Mareger, as he brings the football up across the 27 to the 28-yard line. A short gain of a yard will bring up second down and 9. As the clock works its way to 3 minutes remaining in the opening quarter. A lot of the other games going on as far as the playoffs were concerned were later starts. This was one of the earlier starts as far as playoffs are concerned, so not a lot of scores to talk about yet. Perhaps we'll get a few more of those as we get a little bit further down the line here this evening. Second down and 9 for Oldham Ramona Rutland. Back to pass for Rager. He'll fire it upfield, and the pass too tall for his intended receiver, Riley Schneider. It is incomplete, and it will bring up a third down and 9 situation. In the 9A playoffs, Castlewood leading Timberlake. They are early in the opening quarter, 8-0. Howard leading Britton Hecla. That's an early start as well. It's 7-0 in that ball game. And in the 9B playoffs, they are just about done with the opening quarter. In Avon, Falkton in Avon, it's 8-6 Pirates, as they work through the opening quarter down in Avon. Third down and 9 for Oldham Ramona Rutland as they work to the line of scrimmage and eye formation look. Mareger, the quarterback, will send Caden Gayrals to the near side. Also out there, Riley Schneider. He is out to the left, back to pass Mareger, and he'll step up in the pocket. He has a little bit of running room, but that is closed quickly. Good pursuit by the Raider defense. Mareger made the right decision. He didn't hold the football, and The freshman quarterback made the call to run, and he brings the football up to the 35. They're going to try to go for it here on fourth and short, and they're going to work without a huddle. Marager split in the backfield. And the Raiders thinking run here as they attack. There are seven in the box, and that's a lot in nine-man football as Marager will shift to the pistol, and then he'll try to call a count, and they snap the football, and then it's lost, and the Raiders lose it in the backfield. What they called there, Marager trying to bark some signals, and at the, as a quarterback, he can move a little bit. He kind of stepped out of the pocket as he was going to try to call an audible, or at least what the appearance was. Then they would try to use the direct snap to the running back, and the snap went over his head, and the Oldham Ramona Rutland was able to get on top of it to save the possession, but turn it over on downs to give the football to the Raiders, and now Lyman again in Oldham Ramona Rutland territory, this time from the 27-yard line, have the football first down and 10. They already lead 22-0 with 2:10 remaining in the opening quarter. Gorneau, the quarterback, will work with Kellen Griffin alongside, and they'll hand the football off. Griffin looking for running room, and he is going to be stood up and pushed back. Check that. It was Tance Wagner, the ball carrier, and Wagner gets caught behind the line of scrimmage. And Oldham Ramona Rutland, actually, they're going to give him forward progress to the 29-yard line. That'll turn out to be a loss of 2 on the play, and it will bring up second down and 12. But Oldham Ramona Rutland's defense, and they do have some size up front. They were able to blow up that play. Where Lyman has been able to have success, and they've scored 3 touchdowns already, they've been able to push the football to the outside and let their speed go to work for them. They'll send a man in motion here, and they'll overload the right side of the formation as Gorneau takes the snap from the center of the field. He rolls, fires. It's caught by Cooper Long. He makes a man miss, then another man miss, and he works his way down the sideline, gets inside the 10 and down to the 9-yard line. They may have said he stepped out of the 10-yard line, but either way, it's positive yardage and a first down for Lyman. And the Raiders will have the football first and goal as they have it just inside the 10 of the 9-yard line with a minute 13 remaining here in this opening quarter. Lyman leading 22-0 as they look to put points on the board once again. Tegan Gorneau, the quarterback for Lyman, gets the signal from head coach Michael Kiefer. And the Raiders will hustle their way to the line of scrimmage. They're close to the delay of game. The 10-second call from the back judge is Gorneau will survey the defense, take the snap, and then bobble it, and is brought down behind the line of scrimmage. Good play there for Oldham Ramona Rutland. Noah Pearson gets in there and makes a stop. Gorneau is sacked all the way back to the 20-yard line, and it will bring up a second down and goal from all the way back to the 19-yard line. So Oldham Ramona Rutland's defense still doing good things. We have seen a couple negative plays for Lyman on this possession. We're a couple plays away from the end of the opening quarter. We'll see what Lyman does here. But where Oldham Ramona Rutland has been able to do damage, it is what their defensive front has done. They put a little bit of pressure on the quarterback, but they have also snuffed out some running plays inside the tackle as well. Deep ball thrown, and it's too long, and it's over his head and incomplete. As Gorneau tried to fire it deep into the end zone, Long was on the go route, and he was able to outrun the coverage, but the pass out of his reach and incomplete, and it will bring up third down and goal from the 19-yard line. So again, the Raiders will get the play call from head coach Michael Kiefer. Tegan Gorneau has it. They will switch up some personnel as Kellen Griffin hustles into the ball game. Damian Abrahamson will check out. And Lyman here on third and goal probably would go for it on fourth and goal, but this could possibly be the final play of the opening quarter. Gorneau will send Long in motion. They fake the sweep. Gorneau is back to pass. He steps out of pressure, and now it's on the move as he rolls to his left and directs some traffic. It's Gorneau with a foot race as he works the way down the right sideline, and he's bumped out of bounds inside the 10 at the 5. First of all, how did he get out of trouble? Oldham Ramona Rutland had an all-out blitz. Gorneau had a man on his lap about the time he was able to receive that shotgun snap, but he was able to step out of pressure, roll his way to the left, spent a little time directing some traffic, waiting for blockers to set up, and then he hustled his way all the way down to the 5-yard line. And now it is 4th and goal from the 5, and if you're Oldham or Mona Rutland, this is an opportunity to have a defensive stand. Field position wouldn't be the best, but you want to keep linemen off the scoreboard. Here is Gorneau as they do a little razzle-dazzle, and it is long with it as they roll and pass. It is long to Gorneau, and that's a touchdown. Cooper Long on the reverse option pass to Tegan Gorneau, and it is a touchdown with 2 seconds remaining here in quarter number one. It is 28-0 Lyman. That is the longest scoring drive for the Raiders as they went 5 plays after they turned over Oldham Ramona Rutland on downs and had the football at the Oldham Ramona Rutland Raider 27-yard line. The Raiders had a couple negative plays caused by Oldham Ramona Rutland's defense. Now Lyman was able to persevere, get the touchdown, and now they'll go for 2. They'll run the same play again. This time Long will keep it himself, and he'll run it in, and the 2-point conversion is good. 30-0 Lyman with 2 seconds remaining in the opening quarter. And we will return for the Lyman Raider kickoff in 1 minute. This is coverage of the opening round of the South Dakota High School Football Playoffs on KPLO.
Car Swap Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Chamberlain has a large selection of Ram trucks on the lot. If you're looking for a 1500, they have it. A 2500, they have it. If you're looking for a Bighorn, Rebel, or Laramie, they have it. Some with up to $4,000 in savings. In the market for a new Jeep? They have Jeep Renegades, Compass, Cherokee, and Wagoneer models on the lot. View their inventory at carswapchrysler.com. That's Car Swap Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Chamberlain.
Is your truck or fleet insurance a one-size-fits-all approach? The commercial line agents at Fisher Rounds & Associates know that each company fleet, owner-operator, or ag producer has unique coverage needs. We understand all the risks and liabilities, so we can create a customized policy that ensures you are fully covered. We're at your service, at your side. Fisher Rounds & Associates, serving your truck insurance needs with offices in Pier, Mitchell, Rapid City, Sioux Falls, and Watertown.
Rutland went for it 4th and 3 from their own 35-yard line, a negative play, and the Raiders got the football at the Oldham Ramona Rutland 27-yard line, and the Raiders were able to score. It was a 5-play, 27-yard scoring drive as Oldham Lyman puts more points on the board. Tegan Gorneau with the touchdown reception from Cooper Long. It is 30-0 Lyman as the Raiders of Oldham Ramona Rutland have the football from their own 20-yard line. Again, a touchback from the kicker, Dalton Moore. And Oldham Ramona Rutland, with 2 seconds remaining in the quarter, will look into the sun for the last time here in this opening period as Cooper Moreger will work with bunch receivers. And a full house backfield. They'll hand it off, and no running room there. That was Braden Hansen. He is stuffed from behind the line of scrimmage. Tance Wagner and Kellen Griffin were there, and that is the end of quarter number one. Scoreboard comes to you from Darren Boyle Sales. I can help with all of your farm equipment needs. Check out my website, DarrenBoyleSales.com. Like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page as well. 30-0 is our score, the lead to the Lyman Raiders, and we're back for action from quarter number two next. We're back in 1 minute on KPLO.
Without a crowd, it's just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Car Swap Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Chamberlain has a large selection of Ram trucks on the lot. If you're looking for a 1500, they have it. A 2500, they have it. If you're looking for a Bighorn, Rebel, or Laramie, they have it. Some with up to $4,000 in savings. In the market for a new Jeep? They have Jeep Renegades, Compass, Cherokee, and Wagoneer models on the lot. View their inventory at CarSwapChrysler.com. That's CarSwapChrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Chamberlain.
scores from the 11B playoffs as they work in the second quarter. Winner leading Wakely Deadwood 32-0. Elk Point Jefferson leading Rapid City Christian 28-7. Duel and St. Thomas More tied at 7. They are early in quarter number 2. Here it is 30-0 Lyman. The Raiders score on all of their possessions in the opening quarter. Oldham Ramona Rutland, their fourth possession of the ball game, started out at their own 20-yard line. They are still at the 20, facing a second down and 10 situation. Oldham Ramona Rutland has worked from the shadow of their own goal line throughout this contest so far. Marager with the reverse play as they try to hustle to the outside, and not a lot of running play there. Caden Garrels with the ball carrier. And he is caught from behind the line of scrimmage. The Raiders with a good defensive play back to the 15-yard line. And it will bring up third down and long for Oldham Ramona Rutland. The Raiders with a 51-yard Tance Wagner touchdown run on the first play of scrimmage. They force a three and out. Wound up with the football at the Oldham Ramona Rutland 40. A couple plays later, Rory McManus runs it in from 34 yards out. Couple touchdown passes in the next few drives, and they lead 30-0. They are 3 of 4 in the two-point conversion department. Here's a running play on third and long. Marager running to his right. Just good coverage in the secondary downfield by Lyman. Oldham Ramona Rutland nowhere to force the football downfield. Marager runs the football to the 15-yard line and picks up a couple, and it will be 4th and 15. As, again, Oldham Ramona Rutland will look to punt the football away. And Lyman, again, will wind up with very good field position. Caden Garrels back in punt formation. Cooper Long stands at the Oldham Ramona Rutland 41 to field the punt. A high snap, and it is almost blocked. But the punt is out of there, and it goes out of bounds at the 41-yard line. And Lyman, with their fifth possession of the contest, have the football there again in Oldham Ramona Rutland territory at the 41-yard line. Early here in this second quarter, it is 30-0. Lyman leading the Raiders, the number 2 overall seed in the 9A playoff field, looking for their 8th victory of the season as they come in 7-1. If they win here, they will play again at home next Thursday night, and that will be our game here on KPLO. Under center is Lyman with an I formation look. They go to the backfield. Tance Wagner looking for running room. Wagner is still on his feet. He breaks a tackle, then another. He's at the 10, and he's finally brought down inside the 10 at the 5-yard line. Boy, he was able to break out of another one tackle and then another, and he had a player on each hip, and he continued to run. Finally, Caden Garrels brought him down, but Tance Wagner moves the football all the way to the 5-yard line. So a 36-yard run by Tance Wagner makes it first down and goal for Lyman. The Raiders already up by a 30-0 score. Trying to take care of business here in quarter number 2. Out of the pistol formation, this is Tegan Gorno. Hand off, running play. Kellen Griffin looking for running room, and he is in for a touchdown. A 5-yard Kellen Griffin run puts Lyman on the board again at the 10:23 mark of this second quarter. And it is 36-0 as, again, Lyman will get set to go for 2. The Raiders have been able to take care of business here, and their kicker, Jake Miller, the junior, out on the field out of a Conway Collins hole. And the snap high, but Collins gets it down. The kick is up, and it is wide left and no good. But the Raiders score 6 and add to the lead with 10:23 remaining in the first half. Lyman 36, Oldham Ramona Rutland 0. The Raider kickoff in 1 minute on KPLO.
Halverson Oil in Kennebec would like to say good luck to everyone competing in this year's school activities. They also invite you to stop in before or after the game for premium diesel, gas, or premium 91 octane to get you back on the road. Their full C-store offers a wide variety of snacks for the family and a large selection of drinks to keep your athletes hydrated. Have fun this school year and stay safe. Halverson Oil is a proud sponsor of the Lyman Raiders and all their activities.
This broadcast of the Lyman Raiders is brought to you in part by Ruman Ag and Pioneer Seeds in Presho. Craig and Logan Ruman proudly support Lyman Raiders athletics and activities. Contact Ruman Ag today for all of your seed, chemical, and crop consulting needs. If you're looking to maximize your yields, Ruman Ag is your local Pioneer Seed dealer. Good luck, Raiders, from Craig and Logan Ruman of Ruman Ag Pioneer Seeds in Presho.
East scores Avon leading Falkton area. They are in the first quarter in a shootout down in Avon. It is 24-12, Avon leading. Del Rapids St. Mary leading Faith. That is up in Faith. They are early in quarter number one. Here it is 36-0. The kickoff by Lyman, a short one, fielded by Caden Gayrolls. And Gayrolls with the return as he bobbled it first, but was able to pick it up and move it forward. And he gets the football to the 20-yard line. And Oldham Ramona Rutland with the football there, first down and 10 from the 20, from the 20, from the 27, and from the 20 is where they have started drives. And they have yet to pick up a first down in this ball game. And they went for it once. They had the football. It was fourth and three from their own 35. They decided to try to go for it on a trick play. And the Raiders were able to thwart that and were able to start up field. Here is a pass intended to the left side, Riley Schneider, but it is tipped up field. Defensively, Gunnar Johnson got a hand up to knock it down, and an incomplete pass makes it second down and 10. 10-13 remains in the half with the clock stop. Let's check 9AA. Howard leading Britton Hecla 14-0. The other team's other games getting underway later. Castlewood leading Timberlake. That is at the end of the opening quarter in Castlewood. The Warriors leading Timberlake by an 8-0 score. Cooper Merager, the quarterback, fields a high snap, and he lost his balance as he had to reach up and get it. Merager, a 6'1", 165-pound freshman, had to extend that 6'1 frame and jump a little to control that snap, and he lost his balance doing so, wound up going down back to the 11-yard line. And, of course, when you touch a knee, that ends the play. And nobody back there defensively for Lyman. So now Oldham Ramona Rutland facing a third down, 20-yard-to-go situation back at the 11-yard line. And, again, you just do not want to give the Raiders a short field on another possession here in this first half. Merager slings it upfield this time and passes wide and incomplete. And it will be a three and out again for Oldham Ramona Rutland as they face a fourth and 20 situation. And they're going to have to punt the football away. And this Raider offense has been able to do good things. And they have been able to move the football well. They had the running game going, especially to the outside, to be able to show off their speed. They match up size-wise, Oldham Ramona Rutland does. They match up size-wise in the defensive front to the offensive front alignment. And I could almost say that Oldham Ramona Rutland kind of has controlled the line of scrimmage to a certain extent. But the Raiders have been able to run to the outside almost at will, and that has been the difference in the ballgame. As Cooper Long fields the punt, sets it to the Oldham Ramona Rutland 30-yard line, and the Raiders will have the football there, first down and 10, with 9:23 remaining in the second quarter. Looking for other scores, 11B, 7-7, Duel and St. Thomas More. Elk Point Jefferson leading Rapid City Christian, 28-7. Winner doing what Winner does. They are out in front 40-0 over Lee Deadwood, and that is at the end of the opening quarter. Other games getting underway late. Howard leading Britton Hecla, 14-0, and 9AA, the only score to report from that class. Raiders work with a pistol formation. McManus alongside Gorno as they give it to him. Good seal block to the outside. McManus is on the move. Second level as he gets inside the 20 and down to the 16-yard line as he picks up 14 yards on a first down run there. And again, the Raiders, we mentioned Oldham Ramona Rutland, how they match up at the line of scrimmage. The Raiders have tried some trap runs, trying to run between the tackles. Oldham Ramona Rutland's been able to control those, but they have no answer for what Lyman wants to do on the outside. And there was just some good seal blocks to the outside that allowed McManus to pick up big chunks of yardage. He'll be alongside Tegan Gorno once again As again, Gorneau works from the pistol, takes a snap, slings it. Pass is caught, but going down with the football, I believe that is number three. That is Braden Oldenkamp over on the far side. He'll make the catch for positive yardage, but could not advance as he moves the football to the 10-yard line, a pickup of about six. And that will bring up second down and four as the clock works to the eight-minute mark of this first half. Raiders in control as they lead by a 36-0 score. The mercy rule in the high school football playoffs, with the exception of the games at the Dome, still in effect, and the Raiders trying to make a statement here. Tance Wagner will be the deep back of the I formation. They will fake it, too, and they work it to Long on the end around. And again, that defensive front for Oldham Ramona Rutland catches Cooper Long in the backfield and throws him down for a loss back to the 16-yard line. So that'll be a loss. No, they haven't placed the football yet, but should be a loss of about, to the 11. So no gain, actually, on the play, and the Raiders get a very generous spot there. But the Oldham Ramona Rutland defense, again, you try to run inside the tackles. You try to run like an inside handoff, and they're going to control that. And they have made three or four different good defensive plays in this first half, where the Raiders have done damages on the edge. We'll see if they go there here. Back to passes. Gorneau fires it up, peeled, and the pass is caught, and that's a touchdown. That is Damian Abrahamson with the reception for the touchdown as he catches it from 11 yards out. And it is 42-0 with 7:15 remaining here in quarter number two. And for Abrahamson, his first touchdown of the ball game, the 190-pound senior with the touchdown reception, the second touchdown pass thrown by Tegan Gorneau. Gorneau has also caught a touchdown pass in this first half for Lyman. They will try the two-point conversion from the left hash mark. They'll go short side. This is Roy McManus, and McManus is going to be stopped short. And again, you run between the tackles, and Oldham Ramona Rutland's going to be able to slow you down, or if you try to go short side. They've been able to control the line of scrimmage. They stopped the two-point conversion play there, but they have not slowed down the Lyman Raider offense. They have scored on every possession and lead 42-0 with 7:15 remaining in the second quarter. Let's take a 60-second break. The Raiders will kick off next on KPLO.
Local businesses are what shape a community, and BJ's Food Center in Kennebec takes pride in providing the Kennebec area everything you could want from a local grocery store. Fresh produce, hand-cut meats, snacks, and weekly specials throughout the store. Plus, great customer service with a friendly staff to help you find whatever you're looking for. Everybody at BJ's Food Center wishes the Lyman Raiders best of luck in their competition and supports the Raiders in all of their school activities and athletics.
Car Swap Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Chamberlain has a large selection of Ram trucks on the lot. If you're looking for a 1500, they have it. A 2500, they have it. If you're looking for a Bighorn, Rebel, or Laramie, they have it. Some with up to $4,000 in savings. In the market for a new Jeep? They have Jeep Renegades, Compass, Cherokee, and Wagoneer models on the lot. View their inventory at carswapchrysler.com. That's Car Swap Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Chamberlain.
And 15 remains in the first half, 42-0 Lyman. Here is the Oldham Ramona Rutland kickoff return. Hayden Gayrolls with the return, and he is stopped back at the 14-yard line. They still have not placed the football yet, but will do so here. They will mark it at the 20, actually, and that is where Oldham Ramona Rutland will have it. First down and 10, again from the 20-yard line. Their best field position on their second drive of the night was from the 27-yard line. But they have spent most of the time at their 20 or inside. The Raiders had a couple touchbacks kicking in this first half. And here we are going to see a timeout taken by Oldham Ramona Rutland. Timeouts are brought to you by Integra Acres Ahead. Maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Integra cooperative today. 42-0 Lyman. And we're back in 30 seconds on KPLO.
Kennebec Telephone Company, Incorporated, and their divisions, Charlie's Welding and Auto Repair, KTC Construction, PowerCom, TCS, and Napa of Chamberlain, proudly support all area youth in their activities. Since 1908, Kennebec Telephone Company has provided the Lyman area with high-speed internet, local and long-distance telephone service, excavating, sprinkler systems, electrical work, computer repair, smart homes and farms, auto and welding repair, and Napa Auto Parts. Call their office and find out what they can do for you.
.708 remains here in the first half. 42-0 is our score as the Lyman Raiders have the lead. We work here in the second quarter. Let's try to update some scores as we finish up this timeout. Winner leading Lee Deadwood, 48-0 and 11-B. Elk Point Jefferson leading Rapid City Christian, 35-7. Duel and St. Thomas More are tied at 7 as they near the halftime break. Howard leading Britton Hecla 14-0 and 9-AA. We'll do some 9A scores in a moment. Just three games in progress currently. One of them we're calling right now as the Raiders lead 42-0. It is a first and 10 situation with the football at the 20-yard line. Cooper Mareger will take the snap, fake the pitch. He'll try to work to the outside, and he is on the run. Gets the corner turned and is finally brought out of bounds at the 25-yard line. But positive yardage there for the Oldham Ramona Rutland Raiders as the Raiders will in full pursuit. Tegan Gorno and others chase the play down, but it is a 5-yard gain for the freshman quarterback Cooper Mareger, and it is a second down and 5-yard to go situation. Mareger ran out of bounds. It stops the clock with 6:59 remaining in the fourth quarter. The other 9A playoffs, Castlewood and Timberlake, it's 8-0 Castlewood. They are midway through the second quarter. Nearing the end of the opening quarter, Phillip leading Esteline Hendricks. That is an 8-0 score. Here it's second down. We'll call it 5 as Mareger hands the football off on a running play, and the Lyman Raider defense there defensively as Aiden Brackey gets in there and makes the stop. It'll be a gain of a couple as the Tristan Dorhout was the ball carrier, and he picks up about 2, and it will bring up a third down and 3-yard to go situation. As Brackey checks out, Dalton Moore checks back into the ball game. The Raiders have forced 3 and outs on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different possessions. And again, won the opening toss, took that in for a touchdown, and Oldham Ramona Rutland trying to pick up a first down here as Cooper Mareger calls the quarterback sneak, and he is going to be close as the side judge from our side, which is the right side of the field, will come forward, and they will give him the first down, and that is the first down of the night for Oldham Ramona Rutland. Clock continues to run as we're down to 6:10 remaining in the opening quarter. Dalton Moore checks out, and Brackey checks back in. But the first play, or the first down for Oldham Ramona Rutland will keep this drive going. Football is at the Oldham Ramona Rutland 30-yard line, and I formation luck as Mareger, the quarterback, will go play action. Back to pass, fires it upfield. Pass is caught, and the reception made. Addison Stewart, and the senior, falls forward. The first completed pass for Oldham Ramona Rutland as the ball crosses the 40 and gets to the 41-yard line. That is enough for a first down for old man Ramona Rutland. So they picked up 2 first downs in successive plays. Raiders with a few reserves out there, but still quite a few starters. And I will defend every coach in 9-man football. It's tough to have wholesale substitutions at any given time because you do not have the personnel to do so. And that's whether you're winning or losing a contest. Low snap, Mareger will dig it out. He'll sling it upfield, and the pass is almost intercepted by Tegan Gorno. He was able to jump that route, a pass that was thrown a little bit to the outside, out in front of Addison Stewart. But the defensive back, Tegan Gorno, jumped that route and got a hand on it, got 2 hands on it, but could not field it cleanly. And it will bring up a second down and 10 situation. With the football at the 41-yard line of Oldham Ramona Rutland, they'll come to the line of scrimmage. Marager will work shotgun as he has Riley Schneider to the near side. Addison Stewart out wide to the left side of the formation as well. They'll snap it here from the center of the field. Marager back to pass. He's going to fire the deep ball. The man behind the defense, and it's caught. Penalty flag comes out. So this may come back as Riley Schneider catches the pass, and the reception brings the football inside Raider territory and down to the 24-yard line. But I think this is going to be offensive pass interference. We will wait and see as the flag come out, as both players were jockeying for position downfield. And I think, what are they going to do? Are they going to pick the flag up? I think they're going to pick the flag up, and this play is going to stand, and that is a break for Oldham Ramona Rutland as they bring the football into Raider territory down to the 24-yard line. And now a timeout's going to be taken by Lyman. This Raider timeout with 4:48 remaining here in the first half. It's the first timeout charged to the Raiders. They lead 42-0, and we will take a 30-second break and return on KPLO.
Chamberlain Ready Mix has been serving the Chamberlain area since 1952, providing outstanding customer service on any job. With 8 radio dispatch trucks, you can rest assured they'll have your concrete there on time when you need it. Chamberlain Ready Mix can handle any Ready Mix task with their concrete pumping service, whether it's delivery for a basement, road, or any other concrete need. For all of your Ready Mix needs, contact Chamberlain Ready Mix today, 734-5741, 734-5741.
Timeouts brought to you by Kegger. Acres Ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local at Kegger Cooperative today. In 11B, Winter leading lead Deadwood 54-0. They are winding down in the second quarter. Winter about to pick up the victory and move on. Elk Point Jefferson leading Rapid City Christian 35-7. Duel and St. Thomas More are still tied at 7. McCook Central Montrose leads Sioux Valley. That is a 6-0 score here at 42-0. 4:48 remains in the fourth quarter. Play number 6 of a drive that started back at the 20-yard line for Oldham Ramona Rutland. They'll try to run here. It's Tristan Dorhout, and he has nowhere to go. He says hello to Louis Theory. And also in the defensive backfield, linebacker coming up, Kellen Griffith, to make the stop, a loss of a couple on the play. The Raiders took that timeout to set the tone defensively, and they do there on that play. A loss of a couple makes it second down and 12, but Oldham Ramona Rutland still in the Raider territory for the first time tonight, and this is four down territory for Oldham Ramona Rutland. An I formation look here. Cooper Marager, the quarterback, will work under center. Braden Hansen wide to the right. Now Marager is in trouble, and down he goes. Kellen Griffin, Gunnar Johnson in the defensive backfield as Cooper Marager had nowhere to go. He'll lose yardage all the way back to the 33-yard line, and it will be a third down and 17-yard-to-go situation. In 9A, Castlewood and Timberlake, it's 8-0 Castlewood. Chester area leading Harding County Bison. That's a 10-8 score. Phillip leading Esteline Hendricks. That is an 8-0 score. Inside of 3.5 minutes remain in the first half here, it is 42-0 Lyman, and Oldham Ramona Rutland is going to use their second timeout of the first half. Again, an Agtegra timeout. It's 42-0 Lyman. Let's take a 30-second break and return. Coverage of regional high school football in the opening round of the South Dakota High School Football Playoffs will continue after this on KPLO.
One thing I don't miss about football, the workouts. Hi, folks. This is R.F. Bowie, the owner of the Gus Stops and Bowie Foods. I have a lot of great memories playing football for the St. Mary's Cardinals and BHSU Yellow Jackets. The legendary Green Bay Packers coach, Vince Lombardi, said, "If you cheat on the practice field, you'll cheat in the game. If you cheat in the game, you'll cheat the rest of your life." Always give your best and good luck from Gus Stop Convenience Stores and Bowie Foods, where you'll spend less and eat better.
Scores from the 9B playoffs, Avon and Falcon. They are still in the second quarter. It is Avon leading Falcon 30-20. Del Rapids St. Mary's out in front of Faith. Del Rapids St. Mary with a long road trip up to Longhorn Country up north, 14-6. They are in the opening quarter. This Met, Colombe, Kadoka area, New Underwood, Hitchcock, Tulare, and Jones County. Those games are just underway. Here it's 42-0 Lyman, 3rd and 19 officially for Oldham Ramona Rutland. Cooper McGregor, the quarterback, will work pistol. Takes a snap back to pass, steps up in the pocket. Now he's got running room. He has for a moment, but he is chased down and brought down well short of the first down. Riker Scholl got in there, tried to strip the ball free, but did make the tackle. And it looked like McGregor was going to have 10, 15 yards out in front of him as the Raider defense was in the offensive backfield. There were coverage downfield as they sent everybody upfield defensively, or they had wide receivers split out. Now another timeout's going to be taken as Oldham Ramona Rutland uses their final timeout of the first half. A fourth down play at 4th and 14 with 2:48 remaining here in the first half. Let's take another break with them. We're back in 30 seconds on KPLO.
Imagine what it would look like if we didn't have companies to haul away our unwanted things.
Ew.
Just take a second to think about it. Not pretty, is it? Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain can and does clean up that picture. They're here to help with all of your disposal needs, whether it's weekly pickup of household trash or you have a special project that needs a large container. Byrie Brothers will help you with whatever you need done. Give them a call at 234-5771. Byrie Brothers in Chamberlain. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call them today.
By Agtegra. Acres Ahead maximizes your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Agtegra cooperative today. 2:48 remains in the second quarter. The Raiders out in front 42-0. Oldham Ramona Rutland will have the football to start the second half as long as the Oldham Ramona Rutland Raiders keep Lyman off the scoreboard here. The Raiders, if they make it 50-0, this game will end at halftime. We'll see what Oldham Ramona Rutland does here on a 4th and 14 situation. McGregor sends Addison Stewart in motion. He will line up with a slot on a slot to the left side and a whistle. And a penalty marker comes out. And it is going to be a offside penalty against Lyman. So instead of 4th and 14, it's 4th and 9. The Raiders with their second penalty of the first half. This has been so far a penalty-free and fast-moving first half of football. And now Oldham Ramona Rutland will take the snap. McGregor slings it upfield, and the pass is incomplete. The intended receiver, Addison Stewart. But good coverage there by the Raiders. Kellen Griffith was there. Also Cooper Long in the vicinity for the Raiders, and they will turn over Oldham Ramona Rutland, who had the ball for 8 plays, got the football all the way down to the 19-yard line and then lost a couple yards. And now Lyman has the football from their own 24-yard line. They'll have it 1st and 10 with 2:42 remaining in the first half. They also have 2 timeouts remaining as Tegan Gourneau will line things up. He'll work out of the pistol formation, receivers each way. As Tegan takes the snap and is back to pass, fires it upfield. He has Long. Cooper makes the catch, but a sure-handed tackle upfield as Long is brought down after about an 8 or 9 yard gain. Braden Hansen, the 163-pound sophomore, is able to make the catch. It's a gain of 9. It will bring up 2nd down and 1, and Lyman is going to operate without a huddle. Wagner and Griffin to the near side. 2 receivers out to the left side of the formation as well. Quick pass thrown. It is Cooper Long. He will have the first down, and he'll move the football up to the 40-yard line. So about a 6-yard gain on that play. 2:10 remains in the quarter. The clock stopped for the moment. As the chains move, the ball is set, and now we wind as we work our way to 2 minutes remaining. 42-0 Lyman. The Raiders again out of that pistol formation. Back to pass. Long. A pass thrown. They try to hit Tance Wagner on the outside. And again, Braden Hansen making the defensive play for Oldham Ramona Rutland. He's able to step in front, knock the ball free. Probably the toughest throw to make for Tegan Gourneau. That pass to the outside, and the ball floated just a little bit. But Hansen made a nice play as he got a hand in there and knocked it away. And it is now 2nd down and 10. Raiders will line things up again. Helen Griffin slot right. Dance Wagner to the right side as well. Back to pass is Gorneau. Rolling to his right now, and he is going to step up and run. Spins out of a tackle, spins out of another tackle. He's on the move and still on his feet into Oldham Ramona Rutland territory, inside the 45 and down to the 42-yard line. He made something out of nothing there as he was able to roll with it and then roll upfield, spin out of a couple tackles and move the chains, and the Raiders will work without a huddle. Again, two receivers each way. Back to pass, Gorneau. He throws it upfield, and that pass was almost picked off. Reading that play was Shane Devaney, I believe, that just jumped that route. Cooper Long had just kind of set down in the flat out there and expected that ball to get there, but Devaney had made a nice play, jumped the route, almost came away with the interception. He would have been long gone and on his way to Reliance by now. But instead, the pass falls incomplete. It's second down and 10, and we have a minute 31 remaining in this first half. Raiders again with Gorneau in the pistol. Back to pass. They fire it upfield. It is caught. That is Tance Wagner, who tries to run out of a tackle, but again, Braden Hansen gets a hand on a ball carrier and brings him down. A gain will move the football up to the 36-yard line. The Raiders will face a third and three after they use timeout number two. A minute 22 remains in quarter number two. It is 42-0. As Lyman has the lead, and we are going to break for 30 seconds on KPLO.
Access Health, Presho, and Kennebec welcomes new and established patients, offering chronic and acute care for all ages, including evaluation for illness and injuries, immunizations, lab testing, wellness exams, and DOT and sports physicals. Same-day appointments are available, and most major insurances are accepted. Good luck this season, athletes, from Access Health, Presho, and Kennebec, assuring access to quality health care.
Minute 22 remains here in this first half. It is 42-0. Lyman out in front. As Lyman has the lead, Lyman trying to put an exclamation point on this ball game. They face a third and four situation at the Oldham Ramona Rutland 37-yard line, 36 actually. They need to get down to the 34-yard line. Pitch out McManus, looking for running room. He'll have the 30. He'll have the first down. He will get out of bounds deep into Oldham Ramona Rutland territory to the 31-yard line. Not sure if there's a penalty flag over on the far side. Yes, there is. So let's sort that out. It does rest at the Oldham Ramona Rutland 30-yard line. So let's see what we have here, and it looks like it is going to go against Lyman. It's a holding penalty, which will be the third penalty of the first half for Lyman, and it moves the football back to the 35-yard or to the 40-yard line. So the penalty, 10 yards from the spot of the foul, and it will be third down and 7 for Lyman. And if you're Lyman, with one timeout remaining, this is four down territory as Gorneau takes a snap and is back to pass, fires it upfield, and it's incomplete, trying to get it to Cooper Long, who was covered well by Riley Schneider. And the pass thrown at the feet of Cooper Long and incomplete, and it will bring up fourth down. So we'll see what Lyman wants to do here. Again, if we go to the second half, it will be Oldham Ramona Rutland who will have the football to start the second half. Raiders need to move the chains here. Still plenty of time for them with a minute and 11 remaining in the half, especially with one timeout remaining. Raiders with receivers to the left side. Braden Oldenkamp, Cooper Long out there. To the near side, Kellen Griffin. McManus in the backfield for Gorneau. They're going to fire the deep ball, and it's Tance Wagner who makes the catch. He will have the first down inside Oldham Ramona Rutland's 20 and down to the 15-yard line. So they throw the football to the outside four or five different times. The defense sneaks out that way. You line up Tance Wagner in the slot. Kind of looked like a tight end there. And then you just send him upfield on the fly pattern. He's able to make the catch and move the chains. Hand off Roy McManus, and he is stopped at the line of scrimmage. Logan Tristat got in there first and made the stop. Also, Caden Hoyer helps out with the tackle there. No gain on the play. It's second down and 10, and the Raiders will use their final timeout of the first half. 47 seconds remain until the halftime break. 42-0 Lyman. We're back in 30 seconds on KPLO.
Is your truck or fleet insurance a one-size-fits-all approach? The commercial line agents at Fisher Rounds & Associates know that each company fleet, owner-operator, or ag producer has unique coverage needs. We understand all the risks and liabilities, so we can create a customized policy that ensures you are fully covered. We're at your service, at your side. Fisher Rounds & Associates, serving your truck insurance needs with offices in Pierre, Mitchell, Rapid City, Sioux Falls, and Watertown.
Second down and 10 for Lyman. They have the football at Oldham Ramona Rutland's 16-yard line. Pass up field. That is incomplete. Trying to hit Cooper Long. He was just shy of the goal line. Had to go to his knees to try to make the catch. The pass perhaps a little bit low and incomplete, and it will bring up third down and 10. The Raiders again in control of this ball game, trying to end it at halftime. They need the touchdown and the two-point conversion. The Raiders stopped on one running play, a couple running plays for two-point conversions. They tried to kick an extra point as well. That was no good. The Raiders leading 42-0. They go option this time, and it's Tance Wagner. Cuts it back across the grain. He's inside the five and down to the two-yard line. But Raiders are out of timeouts. Clock will continue to run once they reset the chains. Right now it's stopped with 36 seconds remaining in the quarter. Raiders will line up with an I formation set with the ends in tight. Gourneau will keep it himself, and he will take it in for a touchdown. A one-yard Tegan Gourneau run makes it 48-0 with 27 seconds remaining here in this first half. And the Raiders, the number two seed in the 11A playoff field, taking care of business here. Now Lyman wants to go for two. Tegan Gourneau has caught a pass for a touchdown. He's thrown a pass for a touchdown and now has run a touchdown in. And the Raiders will move the football to the far left as they try to run the two-point conversion play here. It'll be a full house backfield, the wishbone look, as Gourneau will work to take the snap under center, and a penalty flag comes out. We have a little bit of movement up front? It appears that we did, and a false start against Lyman. So that makes the two-point conversion a little more interesting, and the Raiders of Lyman trying to play clean football here. And they've been able to, they've scored on every possession, so you can't be too picky. But also, especially on this drive, this is their third penalty on this final drive of the first half. And those are things that head coach Michael Kiefer knows they have to clean up if they're going to go deeper into the playoffs. They should take care of business here. And again, they'll work far left as they're going to try to run the two-point conversion. Wagner will be the deep back. Gourneau is back to pass. They're going to fire the fade to Cooper Long, and it is caught, and the two-point conversion is good. Caught it in the back of the end zone in double coverage, and that's as good a catch as you're going to see. 50-0 Lyman with 27 seconds remaining in the half, and Lyman will kick off in 30 seconds on KPLO.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
In our halftime report, we'll recap all of the scoring as the Raiders have the lead 50-0, and unless Oldham Ramona Rutland can score in the final 27 seconds of this first half, the Lyman Raiders will pick up the victory. And we'll move on to round two of the high school football playoffs. Not a lot of the games underway, but we'll also during halftime recap as many scores as we can as Lyman gets set to kick off. And it will be Dalton Moore who will kick the football away. Oldham Ramona Rutland will have the football, but they are out of timeouts. Lyman is out of timeouts as well. As Moore will squib kick it, Oldham Ramona Rutland will just cover it up. And they will have decent position or field position here. Dalton Rinas, the sophomore for Oldham Ramona Rutland, covers up the football. And now we'll see what Oldham Ramona Rutland does here. This will be their best field position, by the way, as they place the football down at the 47. Oldham Ramona Rutland had the football at their own 20. They went seven plays, got inside Lyman's 20-yard line before they were pushed back on their last possession. They wound up turning it over on downs. The Raiders got it at the 24-yard line, their own 24-yard line. The Raiders just scored on a seven-play, 76-yard scoring drive that was capped off by the Tegan Gourneau one-yard touchdown run. So, Oldham Ramona Rutland, one receiver to the left, two receivers right, as Cooper Mareger takes the snap, is back to pass, pressure comes, Mareger's in trouble, and he is going to be brought down. That's Roy McManus that will be scored with the sack, but it was Gunnar Johnson that was able to take care of business, and Mareger sacked all the way back to his own 41-yard line. They'll snap it here. Mareger back to pass. Again, the blitz comes. And Mareger just throws it upfield. The pass is almost intercepted by Cooper Long. And there's your ball game. 50-0. The Lyman Raiders are victorious. The scoreboard comes to you from Darren Boyle Sales. I invite you to check out my large selection of new and used farm equipment, including a 14-bale Morris Hay Hiker that we are going to see soon. And you can check out all the latest information at DarrenBoyleSales.com. Our post game is next. Let's take a 3-minute break and return on KPLO.
Ray Hybrids is dedicated to the success of their northern farmers. They provide industry-leading technology backed by agronomic expertise that fits the unique needs of local farmers. Choose Ray Hybrids for custom northern farming solutions. They know the north. Contact Buy Right Seeds in Miller or Darren Boyle Sales in Fort Pierre to learn more. Always read and follow stewardship and pesticide label directions.
Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer in Pierre, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company in Pierre. At Titan Machinery, your local Case IH dealer, we want you to put the very best into your machine so you can get the very best out of your machine. Choose to use CNH Industrial Genuine Parts. Only CNH Industrial Genuine Parts are specifically engineered to fit and function perfectly in your Case IH equipment. They deliver the performance your business demands while giving you the durability your schedule depends on. So when you want to maximize your performance, go with the original CNH Industrial Genuine Parts. To find CNH Industrial Genuine Parts, visit your area Titan Machinery location. The future of our region lies in the young people who are involved in athletics, music, art, and drama, and the many other activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange in Kimball congratulates everyone that contributes and competes. We're proud of you all and happy to support the many activities in our schools. Kimball Livestock Exchange has a sale every Tuesday. For sale information or to consign, call the barn at 778-6211. There's Thursday Night Lights and all of the weekend highlights, but nothing beats Monday nights with Monday Night Football on Venture High Def TV. You'll catch all the action Monday, October 24th. Tune in to ESPN Channel 21 as the Bears head to Gillette Stadium to take on the Patriots at 7 p.m. Venture Communications, your home for ESPN and Monday Night Football.
Call Venture Communications today for high-def TV service and more. Call 605-852-2224.
Jet Lanes invites you to stop in for some great food and great fun on the lanes. Challenge your friends to a match or just hang out and relax. Jet Lanes serves steaks, burgers, made-to-order pizzas, and much more from their full menu. You can also watch your favorite game. Jet Lanes in Presho, downtown P-Town's number one fun spot and a proud supporter of all area youth in their sports and activities.
Game underway as we talk about a victory for Lyman in the opening round of the football playoffs, off taking care of Oldham Ramona Rutland 50-0, the final score in this ball game. But before we go deeper into our post game, let's pause for station identification. This is coverage of the opening round of the South Dakota High School football playoffs on KPLO.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, KPLO 94.5 Reliance Chamberlain, 100.5 Pier Fort Pier. Be safe, drive smart.
We did not get the opportunity to talk to head coach Michael Kiefer of the Lyman, or do an interview with head coach Michael Kiefer, but we did talk to him before the football game, and he said we were ready to go, and that was definitely the case for Lyman. The Raiders won the toss, elected to have the football first, and a good kickoff return brought the football to their own 49-yard line as we go right to the highlight package in the Raiders of Lyman. Set the tone early. It was Tance Wagner on the first play of scrimmage, or from scrimmage, that put the Raiders on the scoreboard. They work from the left hand, or from the right hash mark on first and 10. Pitch back, Wagner looking for running room. Blockers out in front. Here is Wagner. He turns the corner and he is gone. 20, 15, 10, 5 touchdown. And that is a 50-yard touchdown run for Tance Wagner. Officially a 51-yard scoring run. The Raiders 18 seconds into this ball game, after the Rory McManus two-point conversion, they led by an 8-0 score. Lyman forced a lot of three and outs in this ball game, and they forced one early on the first possession for Oldham Ramona Rutland, and Cooper Long back to field the punt, and the Oldham Ramona Rutland squad trying to kick the football away from him. I mean, they kicked it out of bounds. The Raiders wound up with it at Oldham Ramona Rutland's 40-yard line, and they were able to score a couple plays later. Two-play, 40-yard drive. Raiders score again. The Lyman Raiders score at the 9:08 mark of the opening quarter. This time, it's Rory McManus who takes it home from 34 yards out. They go to work here from the 34-yard line of Oldham Ramona Rutland. Hand off Rory McManus, and McManus is on the move. Good block out front, and McManus is gone, and that's a touchdown. Two-point conversion was no good, but the Raiders were on their way, leading by a score of 14-0. Again, they force a three and out on Oldham Ramona Rutland. They on that third possession, they decided to try to go for it, and they had a trick play that did not work. Raiders wound up with the football at the Oldham Ramona Rutland 41-yard line. The Raiders again with a short field to work, and this time the Raiders went to the air, and it was Cooper Long who caught a 16-yard touchdown pass from Tegan Gourneau. Back to passes, Gourneau fires it upfield. It's caught by Long. Cooper out in front of the defense, and he cuts it back, and he is in for a touchdown. That is a 16-yard touchdown reception for Cooper Long as he ran the crossing route. He was able to score at the 3:51 mark of the second quarter, capping off a five-play, 41-yard scoring drive. Lyman was out in front by a 22-0 score. Oldham Ramona Rutland, this is the possession where they decided to go for it on fourth down from their own 35-yard line. It was fourth and three. They tried to go for it, and again, just trying to make something happen offensively, and they had a bad snap. They were going to try a direct snap to one of the running backs, but a bad snap. Eventually got covered up by Oldham Ramona Rutland. But on fourth down, the Raiders got the football at Oldham Ramona Rutland's 27-yard line. They were able to score from there. Five plays later, Lyman again adds to the scoring total on the next-to-last play of quarter number one. Here is Gourneau as they do a little razzle-dazzle, and it is Long with it as they roll and pass. It is Long to Gourneau, and that's a touchdown. Cooper Long on the reverse option pass. And it was a five-yard play that put Lyman on the scoreboard again. They ran the same play on the two-point conversion, but this time Cooper Long kept it himself and ran it in for two. And we closed out the opening quarter, Lyman leading by a 30-0 score. But again, Oldham Ramona Rutland, who only spent one possession in Raider territory, again operated from the shadow of their own goalpost. The Raiders kicked the ball well with two touchbacks and good coverage on the other kickoffs by Lyman. The Raiders got the ball early in quarter number two, and they were able to continue to go to work. Two plays, 41 yards. This time it's Kellen Griffin who runs it in from 5 yards out. This is Tegan Gorno. Hand off, running play. Kellen Griffin looking for running room, and he is in for a touchdown. A 5 yard Kellen Griffin run. Kick for the 2 point, or the kick for the extra point was no good. Raiders led by a 36-0 score. Raiders score again in the second quarter, this time at the 7:15 mark of the period, as the Raiders backed up Oldham Ramona Rutland, buried them deep in their own territory, and a punt that came out and got to the 30-yard line, and the Raiders had it from there, and the Raiders again go to the air. And it is Davian Abrahamson this time that catches the touchdown from quarterback Tegan Gorno. The pass is caught, and that's a touchdown. That is Davian Abrahamson with the reception for the touchdown as he catches it from 11 yards out. Two-point conversion was no good. Lyman leading at that point by a 42-0 score. Lyman gets the football after Oldham Ramona Rutland on their next-to-last possession of the contest were able to move the football into Lyman territory. Finally, wound up turning it over on downs at the 24-yard line. Lyman goes to work from there. Seven plays, 76 yards on a scoring drive that took up the remaining time of this first half, and it was Tegan Gorno who called his own number, and he ran it in from 1 yard out. And he will take it in for a touchdown. A 1 yard Tegan Gorno run makes it 48-0. And the two-point conversion. Tegan Gorno throws the deep ball into the end zone. Cooper Long with an acrobatic catch in the corner of the end zone. That was good. That made it 50-0. And a couple plays from Oldham Ramona Rutland to run out the clock. And there is your ball game as Lyman wins this contest by a final of 50-0. The Raiders, the number two overall seed in the 9A football field, will move on to take on the winner of Castlewood Timber Lake next week. We'll update scores in just a moment. It will be on Thursday, the 27th of October. I hope I'm done combining, and we will have it for you here on KPLO. Let's take a look at scores that we have for you. Let's start with 11B. Winner knocks off lead Deadwood 62-7. That is final. Elk Point Jefferson leads Rapid City Christian. They are in the third quarter at Elk Point Jefferson. It's 42-7 in that ball game. St. Thomas More leading Duel 10-7. Aberdeen Roncalli leading Mowbridge Pollock 20-0. Pardon me. Mount Vernon Plankington leading Tri-Valley 14-3. They are in the second quarter. Mount Vernon or McCook Central Montrose leading Sioux Valley 12-7. Hot Springs leading Bridgewater Emory. That game about halfway through the opening quarter. It is 7-0 Hot Springs. Woonsocket Weston Springs, Sanborn Central, and Redfield just getting underway. In 9AA, Howard leading Britton Heckler in the third quarter, 34-0. Kimball White Lake leading Elkton Lake Benton, the fourth seed in the 9AA field, 12-7. The Wildcats are out in front. Parkston all over, Leola Frederick, 28-0. Bonham leading Ipswich, 22-0. That is early in quarter number two. Freeman Marion Academy leading Florence Henry, 14-7. Hamlin leading Viberg Hurley, 7-0. Hanson and Platte Getty's tied at 6. Wall and Stanley County out west, a 7:30 Central Time kickoff. That game just about to get underway. David Burrell will have the call, 1060 KGFX, and available for you at drgnews.com. Let's go to 9B. We'll save 9A for last. In 9B, Avon and Falkton area at halftime. It's 38-28 Avon. Del Rapids St. Mary's leads Faith. That's a 22-14 score. They are late in the second quarter. Sully Buttes and Potter County scoreless through the first quarter of play. Harriet Selby and Lemon McIntosh. That is 6-0 Harriet Selby. They are midway through the opening quarter. Corsica Stickney, Eileen Wakanda are tied at 6. They are in the second quarter. DeSmet leading Cologne. That is 14-0 early in quarter number 2. Kadoka area, team really playing good football right now, leading New Underwood 24-6. That is nearing the end of the opening quarter. Hitchcock Tulare out in front of Jones County. The Coyotes make the playoffs in their second year after the dissolving the solution of the co-op between with White River. Jones County out on their own. They make the playoffs this year. They trail Hitchcock Tulare by a 36-0 score. Now the 9A scores. Of course, Lyman and Oldham Ramona Rutland 50-0. Lyman victorious. Castlewood leading Timberlake. That would be the game. The winner of that game will be Lyman's opponent in the playoffs next round, next Thursday. They are at halftime in Castlewood, with Castlewood out in front there 14-0. Halftime at Harding County. Harding County Bison leading Chester area 22-0. Phillip leading Esteline Hendricks. That's a 22-0 score. They are at halftime out in Phillip. Alcester Hudson and Canastota tied at 8. Gregory leading Iroquois Lake Preston. That is a 20-0 score early or late in quarter number 1. Woolsey Wessington out in front of Dubuque 7-0. Warner, the number 1 seed in the 9A playoffs, they are out in front of Burke by a score of 20-8. The bigger 11-man schools playing their final game of the regular season. And Canton and Chamberlain, that game just underway. And in 11AA, it is early in quarter number 1, actually towards the end of the first quarter. Pierre leading Douglas, that is a 19-0 score as Pierre tries to close out their regular season undefeated and be the number 1 seed in the 11AA football playoffs. Here, Lyman wins this one. They improved to 8-1 in the season as they knock off Oldham Ramona Rutland by a final of 50-0. It's time for our big play of the game, and it's brought to you by the folks at Golden Buffalo.
The KPLO Sports Big Play of the Game is brought to you by your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule, where you can play big. The Golden Buffalo Casino is proud of all our area youth and all of their accomplishments in activities. Your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule, is a proud sponsor of KPLO Sports Big Play of the Game.
Well, we have a lot of big plays to choose from the Lyman Raiders as we figure out our big play of the game. You could say that it was the first play from scrimmage for Lyman as they roll off a 51-yard Tance Ragner touchdown run, but I'm kind of a razzle-dazzle guy, so when you have the razzle-dazzle, let's make that the play of the game. It's the 5-yard Cooper long pass to Tegan Gourneau, and it is our big play of the game tonight. Here is Gourneau as they do a little razzle-dazzle, and it is long with it as they roll and pass. It is long to Gourneau, and that's a touchdown. Cooper long on the reverse option pass. And it was the fourth touchdown scored by the Lyman Raiders. 2 seconds remained in the opening quarter. After the Cooper long two-point conversion, the Raiders were on their way, leading by a 30-0 score. And it is our big play of the game brought to you by the folks at Golden Buffalo. Finally, it is our player of the game. And our player of the game is brought to you by the folks at CHS River Plains.
You ask, we listen. CHS River Plains now has grain marketing at the farm gate. Barb Gorjewski and Jason Uecker are hitting the country providing grain buying services where it's convenient for you. So whether you prefer to call and talk to our grain marketers or have the origination team come to you, we'll be there. We can help build a marketing plan, execute a current plan, and help decide when it's the best time and way to sell your crop so it's right for your operation and your bottom line. CHS River Plains, making it as convenient as possible to build a successful marketing plan for your specific needs.
Well, let's look at the player of the game nominees, and let's talk about Oldham Ramona Rutland. They were able to do some things. They have a good defensive line. This Oldham Ramona Rutland squad, a very young team, but just 6 seniors on their roster. They play a freshman quarterback, and again, they have some size on that defensive line. And when the lineman tried to run between the tackles, Oldham Ramona Rutland either threw him for a loss or held him to no gain or a short gain as they made some big plays. Also, we should mention Braden Hansen as he made several sure-handed tackles for Oldham Ramona Rutland tonight. But Lyman, well, they just took care of business here tonight. Damian Abrahamson with a touchdown. Cooper Long scored a touchdown, ran a two-point conversion. But all of them ran through the quarterback, Tegan Gorno. He caught a touchdown pass. He threw a two touchdown passes. He ran for a touchdown as well. And, folks, that's player of the game worthy. Tegan Gorno is our CHS River Plains player of the game. Again, we will have playoff football for you next Thursday. The Raiders will play the winner of Castlewood Timberlake, and we'll have it for you here from Presho as we have to wait until all the seeding is done, playoff schedules are set and official, and when the kickoff will be, wherever it, or whenever it is, it will be here in Presho. We'll have it for you next Thursday on KPLO. No Vikings this weekend. The Vikings celebrating their bye week, a 5-1 start for the Vikings. They will be in action in 2 weeks, the 30th of October at Arizona. They take on the Cardinals, and we'll have that game for you and your home for Minnesota Vikings football, KPLO. Volleyball on Monday night. Back here in Presho, the Lyman Raiders taking on Chamberlain. We'll get things underway with our match coverage at around 7 o'clock. Again, volleyball Tuesday night, the regular season finale for Miller and Highmore Herald. We'll have that match from Miller. Again, we'll get things underway with our match coverage at around 7 o'clock. This playoff game was brought to you by 94.5 KPLO, our advertisers, and the member schools of the South Dakota High School Activities Association. No rebroadcast, in whole or in part, may be made without the written permission of the South Dakota High School Activities Association. Our coverage of regional high school football tonight brought to you by Halverson Oil, Rumen Ag, BJ's Food Center, Kennebec Telephone, Chamberlain Ready Mix, Bowie Foods, Byrie Brothers, Access Health of Presho and Kennebec, Fisher Rounds and Associates, and Car Swap Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO also brought to you by Darren Boyle Sales, CHS River Plains, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, the Golden Buffalo, Byright Seeds, Agtegra, Riverview Power Sports in Ocoma, the South Dakota Attorney General's Division of Consumer Protection, Avera Orthopedics, the May Adam Law Firm, and Potsdam State Farm Insurance. Coverage of regional high school sports on KPLO also brought to you by Wagner Auto, Titan Machinery, Kimball Livestock, Venture Communications, and the Jet Lanes. John Neff has been our technical director at DRG Media Group's World Headquarters. And my name's Darren Boyle. We thank you for joining us tonight. Again, our final from Presho, Lyman 50, Oldham Ramona Rutland 0. And we bid you all a very pleasant evening.